writer's life is full of secrets. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. If you're a writer, as I am, I'm sure you understand what I'm saying here. Your life is filled with secrets, right? Because you've got so many projects you're working on at any given time, so many projects that you're imagining at any given time, that you don't want to talk about them too much, or it robs them of some of their energy, doesn't it? I don't know if you found this to be true, and maybe you're different from me. That is possible. We're all different in some ways, right? But I have found that if I talk too much about a project in great detail, that it can kind of kill the thing, you know? Whether it's a book or a story or a script, any of those things. If I give away all the secrets of the story or the book, then, you know, what is there left to write about? I know years ago, one of my mentors, Dean Wesley Smith, told me that as a piece of advice. He said, you know, don't talk your stories to death, or they will just die on the vine. And I, at the time, knew he was right. That had been my experience as well. And since then, it has been proven to be even more right. Because if I sit here and blab to you about the plot line for my new book before the book is written, then it does kind of sap some of the energy out of it. That's just the way it goes for me. However, having said that, YMMV, your mileage may vary. But I know with me, that's how it works. I take it to extremes. I don't even like to talk about a project until it has been published, until it is in print, baby, until it has been published, until the book or the magazine is in my hands, or the story is up, it's live on the website, and it's right there for everybody to read, right? Until those factors have been met, until those conditions have been met, then I don't consider the work to be finished and to be an official reality. And so I hesitate ever to talk about anything that has not been completed and published. I have my secrets, and believe me, it's not always easy to keep them. Speaking of things that aren't secret, you're listening to the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. I am your host, USA Today best-selling author Robert Cieszanek. I'm an author of just about every genre you could think of, with the exceptions of erotica and hardcore porn and all that sort of thing. I don't do that kind of stuff. I don't dabble in those areas. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not my bailiwick. I tend to write fantasy, science fiction, crime, and mystery. And I also do a lot of fiction that's based on classic department stores in the part of the country where I live. And that's who I am, and you're listening to the IEcast. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks since the last edition, but I'm glad to say I'm back at the mic. I'm delivering a message to you, and the message is this. I have secrets, many secrets, and it's kind of cool because I like having a lot of things that I'm working on at any given time. To the extremes, unfortunately. I tend to be that kind of person. I get lots of ideas. I want to do them all, you know, before it's too late, before I'm gone. I want to write all the stories. I want to write all the books. I want to share my stories with readers, with you, with the world. I want to get it out there while it's still possible. And that kind of conflicts a little bit with my secretiveness, right? With my hesitation to discuss things in detail before they're released. Sometimes I can create a tension, which can be a little difficult for me to handle because I get excited, right? I mean, you know how it is. You're a writer, aren't you? If not, then you probably know a writer or you read the work of a writer, so you have some idea what I'm talking about. When you have an incredible idea and you put it down on paper, and by paper I mean a word processor or whatever, your laptop, your audio recorder, wherever you're committing it to a fixed form, it can be really exciting. Like if you get a really good idea and you start rolling with it, there's nothing better, is there? This is something that we don't always talk about as writers. We're so keen on discussing the messages and the thematic value of the story and the motivations of the characters and how they connect to our lives and people we know and the world at large and how everything is universal and we're bringing all the universal themes to bear in our work and we're conveying an incredible, deep, and abiding message and we're writing a great novel that's going to have such an incredible impact on the world. But one thing that I don't always hear people talk about, and maybe it's just a factor of the limited number of interviews I listen to or read about, but I don't always hear people talking about the fun that they have, how much they enjoy it. And oh my God, is it fun, right? When things are rolling, when things are clicking into gear, right? You know what it's like, don't you? You get that idea and you just, you get excited. You sit down at the laptop and you start typing or writing on a pad or recording into an audio device or whatever. And if it's good enough, right, you know it. In your head, you get that spark and you're like, oh, wow, this is fantastic. There's nothing like it. I just, they used to talk about the muse, right? The muse, however you want to pronounce it, the muse in ancient Greece or Rome, Roman mythology, this mythic figure that would endow men and women with creativity, right? Would touch them with the divine. Divine creativity. And I have to say, that's a little bit how it feels. It's like it just seems to come out of nowhere, right? Where does it come from? Is it just a factor of our incredibly complicated brains and our strange and elaborate brain chemistries? Is it something that arises full-born from the quantum foam of which all our matter and energy is composed in this reality or this so-called reality, this agglomeration of sensations that we know as reality? Is that, does it just come out of nowhere, just born like Venus or what was that, Aphrodite from the brow of Zeus? Is it just, is it something that a divine force imparts unto us? Maybe. Sometimes it feels like that, I got to say, when you get a great idea. It's tempting to say, well, this is coming from me. I did all this. Look, and hold it up to the world and say, check it out. And there's always that kind of feeling, right, when you write something that you love. You're proud of it. You want people to know that you did it. You're associated with it. It's your child in a way, isn't it? I know that's dramatically oversimplifying things. It's not the same as a human child. I understand that. But in a way, it feels that way, doesn't it? Feels like it's your creation. It came from you. You made it. You turned it loose in the world. It didn't exist before you committed it to form. And you gave it form. And there it is, man. It's out there in the zeitgeist. It's out there in the gestalt. It's part of the thick, elaborate stew of humanity and culture and life and civilization. And it's exciting, right? But like I said before, it can be difficult because until you commit it and until you see it published, you don't want to talk about it with people at large, right? I mean, that's how I am. I don't know how you are. Maybe you're more like, it helps me to, you know, to conceive the story and it helps me to develop the story. Maybe you work better with like a group of beta readers. Many people do. You have beta readers who tell you, this works, this doesn't. Get in there and change it, edit it, revise it. Here, try this, try that. Maybe that works best for you. But for me, I like to conceive things whole cloth. I like to let them gestate, work through the subconscious, work through the machinery in my head, which is how it feels. And eventually, something new arises. And that's the thing you don't want to spoil. You don't want to break it out prematurely and start blabbing about it like at a party or something. Yeah, and then this happens, and my character did that. But it's tempting to do that, isn't it? But you got to keep that secret. You've got to have that divine compact, that special agreement, that contract between you and the work, you and your child, you and your creation, that you're not going to leak it out there bit by bit and drain it of life before giving it a chance to fully come to life. Because, man, everybody can talk about a story, right? How many people have you met who can talk a good story? How many of them actually commit it to the page? I know, we're in a period, it's a golden age for writers, and anybody can publish now through Amazon and Barnes and Noble and Kobo and Apple and Smashwords and everything else. And there's a million new books published every year, and there are like 50,000 new writers every month, something like that. Those numbers are probably not far off. So you could say there are more writers than there have ever been before. There are more people who are writing their stories than ever in the history of humanity, who are able to make them available to such a wide population, such a vast population of readers. Okay, and that's true. But by the same token, there are still a lot more people in the world than there are writers. And there are lots of people who think they're writers, but they're not quite writers yet. Maybe they could be. But they don't always have the gumption yet to carry the ball into the end zone. Okay? I'm starting to mix my metaphors here. So what I'm saying is not everybody writes the stories, but lots of people talk about them. Maybe that's why they don't write the stories, because they've talked them to death, because they gave away the secret. So right now, I have some secrets, and I'd love to tell you about them. I really would. Oh my goodness, I have some really good ones. But I don't want to spoil them. I'm working on some stuff right now, here, there, everywhere. I've got things on the whiteboard behind me. That's the arbiter, the final arbiter of my work. If something makes it to the whiteboard, it's on the schedule, sir. It's right there. I'm looking at it right now. Like, all I have to do is read a couple of words and you'd be like, oh, that sounds cool. Because it does. But I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to keep those secrets for a little bit longer. But suffice it to say that as we cross the Rubicon into 2022, we're almost there now, you have a lot of good stuff to look forward to from many writers, including me. I have some really fun stuff coming up. Some cool stuff in the hopper, waiting to be published. You're going to enjoy that as well. And I hope you'll stay tuned to the IE cast as I talk about this stuff once it's been published and let you know where you can find it. For example, right now, there's something that you can find and read if you so choose. And it's in a comic book. It's in comic book form. It's in a comic book called Snelson, published by Ahoy Comics. And it's Snelson number 5. Ahoy Comics, by the way, is friggin' great. They have such a great company. I love the stuff that they publish. I really do. They are so cool. It's just really cool, hip, intelligent, satirical, complex stuff that's unlike anything that's being published elsewhere. They really have something going on there. And one of the things I love is that they publish short fiction in the back of their comics. And they have been gracious enough to buy and publish a number of my stories over the years. And I love working with them. And I have a new story in Snelson, which is about a comedian. That's really overly simplifying it. But it's Snelson number 5. And the story is called Twice Upon a Footnote. And I'm so proud of it. I hope you will check it out because it's something unique. I don't think you will have ever read anything quite like it anywhere else. So there's a secret that's no longer a secret. I'm cluing you in to this story. It's called Twice Upon a Footnote. It's a flash fiction piece. It's only like 2 pages long, so it's not a big burden adding it to your reading schedule. That's something else we'll have to talk about, the reading schedule. Oh my God. The monster that never goes away, that I can never vanquish. Maybe in 2022 I can finally take it on. We'll talk about that some more, either today or in the next edition of the IE Cast. Anyway, check out this story, please. It's called Twice Upon a Footnote, and it's something unique. I tell a story in a way that's, like I said, not quite the same as anything else I've ever seen. And I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll check it out and see what you think. Okay? Support Ahoy Comics because they have a great, great line of titles, including The Wrong Earth. You might have heard of that. Oh, is that a cool comic? It's sort of like, what if the Batman from the Batman TV series in the 1960s went and switched places with the Batman personified by the Dark Knight series created by Frank Miller for DC Comics in the 80s, and they swapped Earths. So you have the 1966 Batman on this really nasty, violent Earth, and you have this really nasty, violent Batman-type character, Dragonfly Man. I think he's just called Dragonfly on the Dark Earth, and he ends up in the world of 1966 superhero Dragonfly Man. And of course, hijinks ensue, which I don't know if I'd actually call them hijinks, but it's a really cool series, and they've got some really great issues coming up here really soon with some top creators, and you're going to love them. So, oh boy, check it out. Ahoy, matey. Ahoy Comics. You will love them. And like I said, Snelson, check out Snelson 5 on sale. I believe it's on sale right now, and it's got my story in it, Twice Upon a Footnote. So anyway, that's one of my secrets that I have now shared with you, and I hope you will enjoy that secret and make the most of it. So see, I talk about things some, but not until they've appeared in print, not until I hold the title in my hand, as I now am able to do with this comic. I can hold it in my hand. I know it exists. The publishing is a success. The child has been born. It has gone forth into the world, and it is spreading its word. It's spreading its whatever, its life, its personality throughout the world. So check that out. And let's see, are there any other secrets I can talk about? Well, there will be at least one cool story bundle in the coming year that I'm going to be working on. It's another space opera story bundle. But that still hasn't been finalized, so I probably shouldn't talk about it. Ah, I did it again. Darn it, I let out a secret. I let it out of the bag. Anyway, there you go. So that's coming up. And I have some other really great stuff planned. So I guess what I'm saying is, as we head into the holidays, as we head toward 2022, I hope you'll keep an eye on my work and keep an ear on the IE Cast, the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, where I will reveal these secrets in their due time and invite you to partake of what I have created. And I hope you will enjoy it because I've worked hard to bring it to you. And I have done so with the understanding that you will probably enjoy it if you like my work. So stay tuned. There's cool stuff coming up. And I have lots of things to talk about, lots of things in the remaining couple of weeks of this year and in the opening weeks of the next year, lots of things coming up. And you know, we're coming out of the pandemic. Well, out of one phase of the pandemic and into the next phase of the pandemic. Hopefully things will settle down sometime soon and we can get back to normal in some way, if that's possible. That's been a rough situation for the entire planet. Hopefully 2022 we'll see some improvements in that direction. I do have my vaccinations. I do have my booster. I hope you will do the same. I would encourage you. This has nothing to do with politics. Okay, so let's not go down that road. Nothing to do with politics. I'm telling you, having a booster is a good thing. Vaxxing is not bad in this case. Believe me, it is a good thing. It helps you to get out and circulate without quite so much fear. Like, you feel like you could still get it. It wouldn't be a pleasant thing, but it might not be a death sentence. So please, do what you can to get the initial vaccinations and the booster. And I hope you'll be like me and keep an eye moving forward to the next booster, because you know we're going to need them every, 6 months or so. That's the way it sounds now. Just keep an eye on the situation for yourself and your loved ones. Excuse me, especially if you or your loved ones has some kind of a condition, a health condition, or you're older, right? You're in a risk group, whatever. Just do what you can, because I think it's important for you and those you care about. If you don't care about anyone else beyond your immediate family and those in your inner circle, still, it's worth getting those shots. So I hope you'll do it. But that's enough about the shots. Let's move on down the line to, excuse me, the remainder of the IE cast. As I said, today we're talking about secrets and the secrets of writers. And it is true that we do have many secrets as writers. There are things that we use as source material, things that are locked inside our minds that we hold close to us because we know they're great material. How many times have you done that where you're in a situation, in a moment, and you see something happen, you hear somebody say something, and you think to yourself, oh, that's good. That would make a great scene in my upcoming book or story or in some book or story somewhere down the line. Well, you know what to do in that situation, of course. I don't have to tell you. You write it down or make a little audio recording and then jot the notes down later. Whatever works best for you. Keep track of that stuff, because it can really help. I mean, unless you have like a photographic memory, in which case that's great too, because then you can always turn back to that, to those memories. But those are the secrets, right? You hold on to some of that stuff. You don't always talk about things that you see, because if you're like me, you're holding them in trust for your future work. And it's a good thing to do. It's a great approach. Don't spoil it by blabbing it to everybody you see. Or everybody you know, keep some of that stuff. Tuck it away. Keep that secret notebook, or those notebooks is more like it, full of notes about things people do and say and things that happen and the thoughts that you have. You know, I mean, it's a great thing to do, you know, to have keep some kind of a journal, even if it's not like a tightly organized journal or blog. Keep some kind of collection, some kind of agglomeration of thoughts and notes and story ideas. And I'm sure if you're a writer, if you're like me, you already do this. You don't need me telling you to do it. But if you're not, you might want to think about it. If you're just getting started in this game, yeah, keep your notes. Keep notes. Keep track of things. Because otherwise, things come and go. And I think I've told you this before. I know I have. Keep track of dreams. Like when you wake up in the middle of the night and you've had a really vivid dream and you think, wow, that was something really remarkable, wasn't it? That just like, I don't can't explain why, but it seemed like it impacted me in some deep way. And wow, or that's what a cool image that was that I just thought of in my dream. Or what a cool experience I just had. Write it down, man. Keep a notepad by your bed. Always do that. Oh man, I can't encourage you enough. Always keep a notepad by your bed and make those notes. Because when you wake up in full, the dream will probably flee your mind. Sometimes you remember them, but more often than not, I don't remember my dreams for very long. Often I'll have like a little sort of flicker of them, and I'm vaguely aware that I had them, but they just disappear quickly. So anyway, keep those notes. Those are the secrets of writers. We have lots of secrets. So it's, you know, the stories that we tell. We don't want to spoil them by overtelling them before we've written them. It's the material that we use as source material, the daily experiences that we take notes on or that we at least remember and think that we'll come back to them in future. And also the secrets of technique, how you do something, right? A lot of us talk about our techniques a lot, right? It's sort of a sideline for many authors. That's a way to make some writing money on the side to supplement our actual writing. And we like to talk about things. We like to, and we also like to gather supplemental materials, right? For when we set up our Kickstarter campaign or our Patreon account. You know, we want to have bonus material in addition to the book or collection of stories or screenplay or whatever, chapbook, whatever it is. We want to have this extra material on the side to supplement it to help to encourage people to back our future efforts. This is a pretty common thing. This is not something that I have conceived of. In fact, it's nothing I ever would have thought to do. I'll be honest with you. Not something I would have ever considered doing ever. But it's something I'm trying to get myself to do now. But even so, I don't wanna. You know? Those are my secrets, man. The secrets of my process. Yeah, how I came up with something. I don't want to just tell everybody. And honestly, I don't think a lot of people care that much. I mean, I think maybe writer types do, because we wonder, well, how did he or she do that? How did they come up with this idea? How did they compose? How did they write this book? This beautiful work, you know? I'm reading something right now by Jasper Ford. It's called, Early Riser. And it's an incredible book. It's an incredible, incredible novel. And it's like something that I wish I had written, but I didn't. And I just keep wondering, how did he come up with this? This is such a cool idea. And how did he develop it like this? So even as I'm reading it on one level for pleasure, on another level, the whole time I'm thinking, wow, that's a cool trick. Wow, how did he do that? How did he make that happen? So, I mean, there's always that curiosity, right? When you read something you love, you want to know how it was brought into being. But when it comes down to it for me, I don't really want to talk about that in quite as much detail as other people do. So those are secrets of writers too. So we are just full of secrets, man. We're just secret keepers. That's all we are. We're like walking vaults. And then once in a while, we throw open the vault door and we let secrets fly out like a flock of doves or whatever. Albatrosses, maybe it's more appropriate. We let them fly out and then we slam the vault door shut again. We say, we'll let some more out later. Enjoy the ones that are out there now. Look at them go. Look at them fly. Aren't they cool? I made those. I made them. Watch them fly. Watch them flutter. And those are our secrets. You know, we let them out eventually because we're writers. We're big mouths. Eventually, that's our end game, right? We want to tell everybody everything. We want to tell them all the secrets. Share it all. We're oversharers. Yes, that's what we are. And then we go and do podcasts like this, and then we really overshare, you know? We assume people want to hear us blab on relentlessly about our this and that and process and projects and our wild imaginings and bizarre agglomerations of crazed rantings and phantasmagorical imaginings and whatever else, because we just love to share. We just want to get it out there. And that's what it's all about, man. Not just the keeping of secrets, but the sharing of secrets, the giving of secrets. And so, dear listener, I give to you this week my secrets, the secrets of my secrets as I talk about them here. And I hope you will stay with me for additional editions of this unillustrious podcast, the IE cast, the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. As I promised you, I will discuss many more great secrets in weeks to come and months to come into 2022. Lots of great stuff to talk about. Really, trust me, some really cool stuff that you're going to love. You're going to really enjoy this stuff. So stay tuned. Lots more coming up in the new year. And I think that brings you up to date. That's about it for this edition of the IE Cast. I hope you will look for me online. I'm all over the place. You can find me on all the social media. Look for Robert Jeschonek on Facebook. Look for my website online. That has all my social links on it too. That might be your best route. It's bobscribe.com. Bobscribe.com. And by the way, I've got a revamp in that website, which has partially premiered, courtesy of an awesome web developer guy, Stephen Caffarelli. Oh, geez, I just whacked my knee on my desk. Ouch.
Anyway, he's a great web designer, and I really, yes, Caffarelli.
I wanted to get his name absolutely right, Steve Caffarelli. And it's about, I don't know, maybe 80% done, and we just have a couple more things that we're working on, and then it'll be finished. So that's premiering soon, and I also have a redesign on my business website, which is piepresspublishing.com, pie as in P-I-E, as in the food. And we're debuting some new imprints along with that website, including, oh, these are secrets, but not no longer are they secrets to you because I'm about to reveal them. My new imprints for Pie Press Publishing, my publishing company, will include Blast Off Books, which is science fiction imprint. For now, it's science fiction and fantasy, though I might break the fantasy away eventually into its own imprint. And also, we also have Busted Books, which is crime and mystery books. So we have this new website, piepresspublishing.com. It's going to look so great. Thanks to Steve. He's an awesome developer. It's coming soon. That's a secret. I just shared it with you. So make sure you check me out on social media. Like I said, go to bobscribe.com. All my links are up. I think it's on the top right corner of the screen. And you can find me on Twitter as @TheFictioneer. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me all over the place. Just search for my name and you will find me. I'm out there as well as being right here on the IEcast. Oh, and look for Robert's Readers on Facebook. Just look that up. Robert's Readers. I have lots of great free fiction in that group. And if you join up, you'll find there's lots of great people who are members and it's a fun group. And I'm hoping to step it up here in 2022 and make it even more fun and more rewarding. So stay tuned to that. Robert's Readers, bobscribe.com. And be sure to sign up for my newsletter at newsletter.blastoffbooks.net. You can also sign up through my website, bobscribe.com. Newsletter.blastoffbooks.net. It comes out about once a month. Lots of great information. I promise it won't get all spammy. It's like once a month. So that's about it for this edition of the IEcast. Remember, whatever makes you happy creatively, do it as long as you're not hurting anybody else. If you love to write, then write. If you love to sing to make music, then make music. Sing. If you love to do art of any kind, do it. Make it happen. Share your secrets with the world when they're ready to burst free. Because that is one of the greatest joys of life. And that is the biggest freaking secret of all. There, I shared it with you. Thanks again. And tune in, please, to the next edition of the IEcast.